In February, federal judges ruled that the arrangement was illegal and banned ICE from using the information it had collected. So far, it appears that ICE has not arrested or deported anyone by using those tax records. Still, the potential implications of the data sharing has led to concerns. Lang told us that she spoke with some experts who worry about how fewer tax filings from undocumented immigrants could impact the nation's fiscal outlook.
There's a lot of taxation experts and professionals who believe strongly that the U.S. and the government should be lowering or eliminating barriers to people to engage in the tax system, that the best way for the government to actually collect the taxes that it is owed from workers in this country would be to staunchly wall off and pretty aggressively protect people's information.
One progressive think tank estimated that undocumented immigrants were collectively paying $60 billion annually in federal taxes. A lot of that money goes towards programs like Social Security and Medicare, which undocumented immigrants cannot benefit from.
Immigrants actually, by and large, contribute way more in taxes and into the system than they do receive benefits. Part of that is because a lot of immigrants, particularly those who don't have authorization to live or work in the U.S., are ineligible for a lot of benefits that taxes go into the system.